Yes. So I've known this person for many, many years now. And hold on a second. I'm going to stand in front
of this.
There
you go.
Because it happens to have the person's name right there. I've known this person for many, many years now. And what I would say first is that in every single thing that this person has been involved with, it's always with the utmost in integrity and with the company interest in mind, protecting the company and protecting the brand partners and the field and reaching that happy balance so we can have a synergistic and symbiotic relationship. And this individual has been involved in a whole range of things for LifeWave, everything from helping us to open new markets, being on advisory boards, assisting with recommendations on the compensation plan. And he was one of the first people that came into LifeWave to start building. And in 2018, when we were getting ready to release X39, and everyone was excited about this idea that we had this new technology for improving health, and of course, I think I can say back then, you know, we were just coming off of our journey of activating stem cells, and we rolled out some initial samples of the product, and his wife had been in a terrible state of pain. And they were faced with the prospect that she was going to be debilitated the rest of her life. She started using X39, and the very first day she was out of pain, and 3 weeks later it was as if nothing had ever happened. She was back to her normal self. And this gentleman said to me, because of what this has done, I'm going to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to build this company because everyone needs to have this product. And that's exactly what he did. And he has the utmost of my appreciation for everything that he has done for this company. Any words of gratitude that I could express would only fall short for the levels of achievement that he's made in LifeWave. So with that said, please welcome to the stage our very first 2023 Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Mr. David Jumper.
Right here on this little mark on the floor.
Thank you, David. This is a shock, to say the least. I'm really blown away. This is just absolutely amazing. Yeah, as David said, you know, my wife Spira, back in 2018, was bedridden, and she had been since 2017. And we really had looked around for solutions, and to no avail. And we'd really given up hope. We had previously dreamed of moving to a tropical island or somewhere south to retire. But we really didn't want to retire. But we wanted to leave Canada and the Great White North. And And also the some things that were happening up there that weren't too pleasant during the pandemic as well. So thanks to LifeWave, we are now living on a tropical island in the Bahamas. And my wife is no longer bedridden after wearing the LifeWave patch, as David said. I no longer have to dress her in the morning, bring her down to the sofa, and feed her, and do the cooking, shopping, cleaning. She has her life back, and I have my wife back. Thanks to LifeWave and David Schmidt. So this company is a company with heart, that heart starts at the very top. So this is, I'm really without words. I'm blown away, so thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Before we let you go, we've known each other for a long time now, and you've been here for the success of LifeWave and some of the points that were not so high, right? And then the incredible success of where we are today. So I think there's a message in that. One thing I would say is we had people, of course, that were with us back in the day. We had, back in 2006, we had a credit card fraud. A person had bought stolen credit cards in Russia, placed fake orders of about $1 million. Then we got these chargebacks, and it nearly drove us out of business. But if it wasn't for the leadership of people like David, who stuck with the company and believed in the company, we would not have survived. We wouldn't be here today. So I think there's an important lesson there in business, right?
Absolutely. But you see, David Schmidt's not telling you the whole story. Because not only did this credit card fraud, it was a massive situation, not only did they, this criminal organization, they use stolen credit cards, but LifeWave shipped all the products, big packages to all these customers, which the company never got back. And the company also had to refund, all the money to those customers. On top of that, LifeWave paid the commissions to the field and did not claw that back like 99% of all the other companies out there would. Okay, so David Schmidt made the decision to pay the field, and so the field was not harmed. And I've seen other companies experience the same type of fraud, and I actually have a lady here today that was telling me about that, a lady from Thailand. And personally, when this happened with her company, they had over $20,000 taken away, deducted out of their future commissions, where they had to pay that money back. This shows you the true dedication and respect and appreciation that David Schmidt has for the field. Really to protect the field. And let me add one more thing too. And I think, this is another perfect situation or perfect example of David Schmidt's generosity. And
excuse me, this award is about you, not me. Okay. So
I have to.
Could we get back to talking about you for a minute?
Okay. I have to say this. This is important. Okay. Because many people don't know this. When Canada was shut down, all except two products, David Schmidt continued to pay the distributors out there for 9 months. 9 months. Who does that? What other company out there would do that? So Canada was growing like this. All of a sudden, the sales dropped down. 9 months was down to here. But that appreciation David showed to those leaders in the field over those 9 months, I don't know how much it cost the company, it must have been a fortune.
A lot.
After the Canada reopened, the sales shot up, and they were, I think, 40% greater than they were the day they closed down. So that just shows you, you know, this what this kind of attitude and this respect, you know, is mutual between the company and the field. So thank you very much, David.
David, thank you very much, and congratulations. Absolute honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're not going to have any trouble getting that in your life. But before I go and leave my final words to our illustrious founder and CEO, I would just like to say on behalf of all of us, David, it is an honor and a privilege to serve LifeWave community, to work alongside of you, to help fulfill your vision. And I'm so proud and so thankful that you invited me to join you on the journey personally, and I'm sure everyone in this room would agree. So I just thank you so much for being our leader.
Beautiful round of applause for Meredith Berkich.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Meredith. We are so very blessed to have Meredith as our president.
I forgot an award.
I can't promote you any higher.
We have an award. I forgot. Just hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'll be right back.
Okay. Let's see. What am I going to talk about now? I could sing. Is my wife here? I want to make sure she's not in the room. Otherwise, it's going to be terribly embarrassing. As long as she's not here, it's fine. Maybe she went to the restroom or something. Okay, let me see. I used to know this old little number when I was a band. Hey, honey. You coming up? My wife, Christina. Oh, no, we're going to do that.
We're not. That's not today.
Oh, we're going to do it now.
No, we're not.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, it's not.
Yeah, see, last night I had a dream. Yeah. We had a kid. We named him after your eccentric uncle, Morgan, something like that. Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
You have to turn your mic off.
No, not quite yet.
This was not planned. This is something you always wanted to do, but this is not happening now. It's not happening now.
She's just upset because under the suit is a little device I invented. It's nothing, honey. It's just a containment unit for nanoparticles.
He has no idea what's going to happen now.
I have no idea.
Turn off your mic.
I have no idea how to do that.
Okay. So, I cannot even quote my notes. I thought I would be able to sit here and practice a bit before going up, but there was no time. Because there's so much love in this room. And love is a superpower. And so is forgiveness. So please forgive me for not running this idea by you. Because I know you would never have approved it.
You know, honey.
So I was lucky. No, you keep quiet. I was lucky that I have a few partners in crime here. One of them being head of special projects. You didn't tell me his title, but he's working under it.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I think all of you know how humble that man is. He's working so hard all the time. Helping people is on his mind from the minute he wakes up to the minute he goes to bed. And even in the morning, he can wake up and tell me about a new invention that he downloaded. It is. And I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, not forgetting anything. I'm so blessed to know a lot of you in the room. So I hope that you will be, you know, behind me on this.
This is some kind of weird dance we're doing. I'm not familiar with it.
No, but actually you said earlier, I heard that this morning, you said there will be a lot of surprises, and this is one of them. So the waves in life are shaping us. All good that we do will come back, always. And you knew that to your heart, to your core, because you built the business on that foundation. You gave everybody a tool to make the world a better place. And Steve, to your point, light will always win. So, if your unending dedication to do better and help people does not deserve the Global Humanitarian Award, I don't know who does. So, I got this idea the other night when I was asking you if you were ready for the event, and you were telling me who was getting all the awards. And you let me guess to see if I could guess who it was. And I was like, why isn't that global? So, you know, with only 3 days to work within, I was able to find that for you. And I actually think it's like you.
That's awesome, honey. Thank you. So, you know, you've just inspired me. You've inspired me to work harder because next year I'm going to finish off the rest of this suit. So I think that would be really cool to fly in on the Mark 85 for the 20th anniversary. So thank you for giving me another project to work on, sweetheart.
Welcome.
It's going to be amazing.
So would you please help me, everybody, to just give, you know, a huge applause for Dave.
Thank you so much. And are you going to stay with me? No. You're not? Okay. Well, that's really good because I'm going to sing now. I don't know. My wife knows that I like to write songs. And we were away on vacation, and I wrote a song for her. But if I sing it right now, she's never going to forgive me. So I better not do that. So instead, I think where I was, thank you so much. This is absolutely incredible. Of course, yes, I'm a huge Iron Man fan. I have been so since I was very, very young, 6, 7 years old. My father is a teacher, and so he got summers off, and we were able to, 1 year, drive from New Jersey, where we were living, and drive to California, and then back. We took a couple weeks to do that. It was an incredible experience. But being in the back of a car, you know, for 2,500 miles when you're like 7 years old is pretty rough. So we stopped in a store in the town I grew up in, and my parents said, okay, buy, you know, a couple of comic books and magazines and these kind of things so you have something to read in the back. And one of the things that I pulled off the shelf was an Iron Man comic book. And I thought, what is this? What is this guy that's wearing this suit of armor, and what's going on with all this? And I was really, really hooked. And I used comic books and shows like Star Trek, not just from the perspective of entertainment, but to think about the possibilities of what could be. You know, what kind of future do we want to build for ourselves? And what type of outcome do we see in the future? One of the reasons why I love shows like Star Trek, because it sees a future in the 23rd century where humanity has come together, we've put aside our petty differences, and we're working together to for the collective good of one another, and are putting our time and energies, you know, disease has been conquered, hunger, poverty, all of these things have been conquered, and now it's more about exploration and building a coalition of people that are going to hold those ideals. And if that type of future were possible, how would we get there? Well, we would get there by developing tech that would be in harmony with nature. And what's in harmony with nature is using the natural codes that we're all created with, which is light. Our bodies are programmed to work on light and be healed by light. And so that's why all of the products we have today and into the future, and even brandy that we make, is made with light, because it's so very fundamental to who we are as human beings, and why we see the speed of effects that we see with these products. The other thing, if we're creating a sustainable future, is we look at how can we undo the mistakes that have been made in the past. What can we do to clean up the pollution in the environment? What can we do to have clean sources of energy and have clean water that provides vitality and grow food that's beyond organic, that's not been genetically modified? How can we create those technologies and make these things real? So these are the type of things that we work on developing. And what's so exciting about what we're doing, and then how we can take those innovations and turn them into a business opportunity. So when you're coming to these events, you can see, okay, I'm building my business today on the patches, on X39 and the rest of the patches, but in the future, which is just around the corner, there's going to be other technology that we're going to come out with that's going to diversify our product offerings and allow you to expand into different areas that we can't now. And these are multi-billion dollar opportunities. So we have an incredible future ahead of us. And I'm so very grateful that I have such an amazing group of people to work with, which is all of you. None of this happens without all of you. So thank you for everything that you've done to allow me to be an inventor and spread our mission around the globe. Thank you. So I don't know what we're going to do to top this year's event. Have you all had a great time? Okay. We would love to get your feedback on the event, what you really enjoyed about it, and things you might like us to see do differently next year, or other things that we're going to do. But the one thing that I can always assure you of is that we'll continue to surprise you in very positive ways. We'll continue to innovate. We'll continue to work with you to make this the best company, the best opportunity possible, the best network marketing company on the planet. We have such an incredible future ahead of us. So I want to thank all of you for coming out into Orlando. I know some of you have traveled very, very, very far to get here. And we always want to do our best to give all of you the best experience possible. So you have our commitment that we're always going to make these events worth it, and that we'll give you more than you bargained for. So, thank you and have a wonderful evening. Spread the message of love around the world. Share our products. Bring light and love and healing into the world. And together, we're going to make this world a better place. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.